James David Frimston. What are you flicking through your pages like that for, mate?
I've been doing a bit of artwork recently. You keep calling me artistic, so I'm trying to put my money where my mouth
that's
is.
That's what I've been calling you. Right, so I'm actually bringing to you a little challenge from the book. For those who don't know, we've got a book out, Sales is Therapy, available. When people say available everywhere, it's not available everywhere. It's available on Amazon.
What do people mean when they say Barnes & Noble?
I think it means that a barn, even though it's like a bit rough and ready, it can also be quite noble.
True say, actually. Anyway.
True say. Right, so the challenge I'm getting is like the ACES framework. I like it, but either they can't quite get their head around it, it gets a bit confusing, or the application's wrong. So for those who don't know, ACES is our framework for dealing with objections. And you've got a really nice way of explaining it. I thought we could get you to explain it.
Tell them the truth, Zach. Tell the people listening at home the truth about this.
Right, we recorded another episode before this, and Jack took it off on a massive tangent, and then I've just had to sort of rethink the episode because I thought it might not be very good. So we're doing it a different way, but Jack's going to take us through, because actually it is a nice way of explaining it. And
you
then what we're going to do on the
good idea,
yeah.
Pitch, and then we'll... and you're not going to mock me for it because
I didn't mock you in the first place. And then we're going to go and sort of chuck a couple of objections and show you how to use the ACES framework. So a bit of a messy intro, right? But how to handle objections using ACES, and it should work for any objection. But I've come to you, Jack. I've read the book. I don't quite understand ACES. I can't quite grasp it. Explain it to me using art.
I'm going to explain it to you using art. First thing I'm going to do is say ACES. Accept the objection. Clarify the objection. Exploration of the objection. Redirection of the objection. And summarize everything you found. Definitely nearly said the word erection in there somewhere.
You did.
Anyway,
didn't you?
Right. I've got this drawing for anybody that can see this. And you might be
it's
thinking,
really
what is that? So if you're listening on your ears, this is a really good drawing that I've done. If you're watching it on YouTube, I think you'll like it. Put in the comments out of 10 what you think about my artwork. So, Zach, I want you to imagine you're standing in the middle of a lake, okay? You're stuck in the lake. Your legs are stuck to the mud. You might be drowning. So you're thinking, how am I going to get out of this predicament? But wait, what's that? Something's coming down the rapids, rubber dinghy rapids, bro. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Try and grab it for safety.
You're going to grab it. You're going to grab it. You're going to accept it. You're going to accept that objection. So you're going to get it and go, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's completely fair. Yeah, completely. I understand. And we're going to ask some permission. We love permission in our framework. So cool. Can I ask you another question? Then we're going to clarify. So we're moving into the C. Your job is to work out what kind of objection is it. Is it an objection? Is it a knee jerk? What are they actually saying? When they say it's too expensive, what does that mean? Expensive compared to what? When they say they don't have budget, what do they mean? So we're going to clarify what they actually mean. And that's you working out, is this edible or is this not? Then it's exploration time. So now you're going to look into this rubber dinghy and say, can this help me? So you're going to start asking it loads and loads of questions, working out, is it a donut? Is it a bagel? Is it something else? And slowly but surely, you're going to get enough information and you're going to use it as momentum once you've explored it enough that you're going to use it and swing into a redirection where you feel like you're steering the conversation to get you out into safety. And the summarize, that's when you're paddling. You're using this objection. You're floating into Meeting Avenue and you're paddling away. There's a drawing. What the fuck do you think?
It's a really good analogy, mate. It's really good. And let's put this into the real world then, yeah? So let's say I say to you, right, my objection to you is I've already got something in place. Yeah. Take me through it, ACES, but maybe direct me like we're at A, we're at, you know what I mean? Tell me what you're actually doing.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, Zach. I mean, a man of your stature, a man of your company, I thought you might have something in place. I guess when you say you've got something in place, what do you mean exactly? That is accept and clarify. Just pause there.
I already have in place a CRM already. We use Salesforce. And we have done for about 2 or 3 years.
Okay. And am I selling the CRM? Just on a side note.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. And I guess you said 2 years. I guess what did you bring that CRM in to do initially? That's a little exploration.
I brought it in. We were struggling to manage all the different leads that we had, and then also the nurture side. So when things maybe didn't close, but we still wanted to keep relationships going, nurture sequences, we just were losing track of everything. It was all messy and disorganized.
Okay. And then since bringing that in, when it comes to nurturing and keeping that nurturing sequence up, I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you currently rate that?
Oh, depends really. There's 6 or 7, something like that.
Interesting. How come you didn't say a higher number, Zach?
I just think there's a few things that we could be doing better, and CRM's one of those things. It's only as good as its users.
Okay, you said a few things. Pad that out. Give me an example on that.
Well, we're not seeing any clear, here's how to follow up. The usability of Salesforce when it comes to all the other reps, there's some people who can really use it. They've been using it for years and years at different companies. And the people who come in at first and try and get their head around it, often there's like a funny, some of them get it, some of them don't, which makes it a bit inconsistent and probably a bit of pressure on ops and team leaders and stuff to train them and spend a lot of time with them on stuff they feel like they should really know. So it creates that kind of clunky feeling with some people.
Okay. And then wait, this might sound stupid, but when it is clunky and the user ability is probably not where it needs to be, how do you know that's a problem? How do you feel that?
Good. Okay. So we'll pause there. That's a really good, nice, we've gone from, just to play that back, I've already got something in place, except then we went to clarity. So we went for what have you got in place exactly? And people might think, well, that's overkill if you sell in a sit. Well, not necessarily, because some of those things can be really broad. Mm. I can hear something totally different than what you've said. I've already got something in place that deals with those problems. Okay, what have you got in place? Well, I've got a CRM. And then you could be thinking, well, do we do a bit more than that? Anyway. Then Jack went into what problem did you bring it in place? So past tense. Then he went future tense of rate it, like how well do you think it's done that job? And then went into what's missing. And in what's missing came the problem. And then before you know it, bang, we're back to qualifying.
Mm.
Quite a nice, neat, tidy process. And actually, Jack, well done.
Well, that's quick. That's tidy. We love each other. We've got things to do, people to see, and places to be. I'll leave you with that one for the week, Mr. Thompson.
No, I'll leave you with it as well.
Thank you. And while I'm looking after it, respect yourself.
No shoes in the house.
Take care.